Good morning. Improvised from Pennsylvania, this is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Thursday, March 29th, 2018. Today is Maundy Thursday. Dangerous MRSA germs were discovered in the premature infants ward of the Charité Hospital Wedding campus. MRSA are bacteria that are resistant to most antibiotics, causing dangerous and sometimes fatal inflammations, especially in people with a weak immune system. Hospital hygienists warn that tens of thousands of patients die in German clinics every year because hospital germs are so widespread. According to a Charité spokeswoman, no child on the ward is currently infected. In response to the routine checks carried out by parents and children in neonatology, the clinic management stated that patients and relatives who are MRSA populated without being ill are identified at irregular intervals, and the MRSA germ was detected in 3 children. Another premature infant was suspected but cleared later. Patients were separated accordingly, and precautionary measures were taken. In 2013, experts at the Charité presented an investigation report dealing with the last major outbreak of germs. The background was an infected child in July of 2012, also in the premature infants ward in Wedding. That's not unusual. The intestinal germ in question came from the mother of the child. Soon, however, another 25 children were affected by germs in the Charité and the nearby Heart Center, 11 of them infected. The report also mentions that a tense staffing situation could encourage an outbreak. Premature infants wards must be staffed with a relatively large number of staff. The personnel situation in hospitals is currently being discussed not only in Berlin, but also in the federal government. In the health sector, most people agree that clinics must ensure that a sufficient minimum number of specialists are always on duty in the wards. Despite a shortage of staff, the Charité is regarded as a pioneer in this respect. The collective agreement in force at the largest university hospital is a model for current efforts in the federal government. There was another attack on a police car on Riegerstrasse in Berlin-Friedrichshain. The perpetrators probably belonged to the left-wing extremist scene, whose members have been attacking police officers and causing damage to property on the street and in the surrounding areas for years. The police van stopped on Wednesday night around 1 a.m. at the intersection of Riegerstrasse and Liebigstrasse when unknown perpetrators threw bricks and paving stones at the rear and the right side of the car. The driver drove the vehicle out of the danger area and the perpetrators fled. The state security of the Criminal Investigation Department, which is responsible for politically motivated crimes, has taken over the investigation. Again and again, there are acts of violence by left-wing autonomists in Riegerstrasse. Stones are also thrown at police officers from the roofs of formerly occupied houses. In October, a young man was convicted of attempting to blind the crew of a police helicopter with a laser beam during several street riots in the area. The scene of the Reichsbürger, or Citizens of the Reich, in Berlin is larger than previously known. Intelligence circles are now talking about 500 people who belong to the spectrum. About 120 of them are also known as right-wing extremists. In its annual report for 2016, the Federal Office for the Protection of the Constitution had stated the number of citizens of the Reich at 400, including 100 right-wing extremists. One reason for the now higher number is the progressive coverage of the entire scene by the security authorities. Until 2015, only the clearly right-wing extremists were counted. Citizens of the Reich and so-called, quote, self-administrators do not recognize Germany as a federal republic and pass themselves off as nationals of fantasy states, occasionally declaring their property as a sovereign state. In the scene, it is also often claimed that the German Reich did not cease to exist after World War II. The milieu consists of social misfits and is in parts considered militant. In October of 2016, a citizen of the Reich shot and killed a policeman of a special task force in Bavaria who wanted to confiscate the man's weapons. In addition, citizens of the Reich try to harass authorities with absurd writs and threats. The British airline EasyJet is offering 5 new routes from Tegel Airport starting this spring. The summer flight schedule, which came into effect last Sunday, includes the additional destinations of Aarhus, Aleiro, Bari, Olbia, and Prague. In addition, there will be more flights to Munich, Dusseldorf, and Frankfurt, the company announced on Tuesday. As reported on Berlin Briefing yesterday, EasyJet is now the largest airline in the city. A quick update and reminder from the Berlin Briefing team. We're taking a break during the Easter holidays and we'll be back on Tuesday. Don't forget that most stores will be closed tomorrow and on Monday. And also, until April 13th, we will be in separate time zones. And while we will keep on trying to provide you with your daily fix of local news, we might not be able to publish as regularly and at different times than usual. So make sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook or subscribe to our podcast to get notified when a new episode has been released. And as always, thanks for listening.